It feels great. You know, when I, this offseason, when I wanted to kind of just hearing from teams and wanted to make a decision, it kind of just felt like my heart always led me to here. This organization believed in me back when I was 18 years old, and I kind of feel like it, for me, it was always the chance to be able to put on this uniform and step out into that stadium. No matter what, I think the most special part is being a part of this franchise and just how the tradition behind it. So, yeah, for me, it was it's a special feeling and definitely one I won't ever forget.
What was your approach to the bat?
You know, my approach, even going back to my when I was in AAA, was try and just use my best tool, which is my speed and my athleticism, just to work. So anything I can do to put the ball in play and just kind of let my my legs do the work, then get on base and let those other guys just do all the damage and just get on base for them.
Oscar, sometimes when we see guys get called up, especially veteran guys, they might pick spots for them, might be a little bit sporadic. How important was it for you to get in to kind of the rhythm here pretty early? And then how much were you kind of looking forward to getting that chance, like just to be on the field and let's go a little bit?
It was good. For me, no matter what, you know, I've been an everyday guy in the big leagues, and, you know, I've been a guy that plays sporadically. I've been a guy off the bench. I've been blessed to be able to be in every role. So I'm ready for whatever they throw my way, whether it's coming off the bench or starting the game. You know, like I said earlier, I've done all two roles. So for me, it's something that I'm mentally prepared for, and being a little older now, I know how to deal with it in a better fashion.
Was there ever a point out in the outfield where you kind of just looked around and thought, you know, 10 years ago you were drafted this place, and you know, there you are in the middle of a 16-run game?
Well, I got the chance to take that all in yesterday when I went in for defense. Especially being a part of such a close game yesterday, you know, I had to lock in, but I gave myself a few seconds to take it all in. Didn't realize how big of a stadium this was, but... But, yeah, no, it was awesome. And today, just being out there, pregame ceremony, national anthem and everything was pretty awesome.
You've had hits before in the big leagues, but was it nice to get that tonight as a Cardinal in this?
Of course, of course. Like I said, just being able to put on this uniform in the big leagues was one of my biggest goals and just something that I felt like I really wanted to be able to do. So, and once I got to do that, and no matter what, I just let the rest play out. Like I said, I've been blessed to be able to play in the big leagues with Cleveland. So the nerves were a little different, but nevertheless, just such a beautiful opportunity.
So what do you think of the kind of clubhouse you joined? From Memphis looking up, you know what the record was there for a long time. Does it feel like a completely different team from afar? Just the jump
No, absolutely. You know, everyone's been awesome, and the vibes have been really good. I think, yeah, obviously, early on, looking at it from afar, the team was struggling, but it happens. The best of teams turn it around, and it's up and down. There's good teams in the big leagues right now struggling, so, and it says something when it's such a good team that everyone wants to talk about it, because if you're a bad team and you lose, no one talks about it. But when you're a good team and you lose, everyone wants to talk about it. But, you know, like I said, winning changes everything.